You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
On Camel Wax, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Happy Friday. George Mahey is here from St. Louis Magazine. Update before that, I told Rach this. I didn't say anything to Kevin. On the Minneapolis shooting, they now somehow have the agent who shot Renee Good's cell phone footage, because you could see from other cell phones that the agent was filming. He had his phone in one hand and his gun in the other. And it's pretty amazing. It's being widely reported that the last thing that Renee Good said to the agent was, "I'm not mad at you." And when he shot her, between the time that he fired the third shot as her car is careening down the road, he evidently calls her an effing bitch. So I'm not sure how that's going to play into it legally, maybe not at all, but certainly in the court of public opinion, that's going to make an impact. So it just keeps getting worse. It just keeps getting worse. Just wanted to put that out there so you guys, if you want to look at it, go look at Drudge or CNN or Fox News, wherever it is you get your news, because you can see the cell phone video from the agent's phone. Georgie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You look
good.
Sharp.
Thank you.
Like that shirt?
All right,
thank you. Going clubbing later?
No.
How long has it been since you went clubbing?
It's been a while. It's been decades, decades and decades. But
Where were your spots?
You know, it's been so long. I mean, back in those days, it was 64 West.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised we didn't see each other there.
Rupert's was there. Right before, yeah. It was the same building. And
the Rupert's Orchestra?
Yeah, oh my God, it was great. And the, it was usually ballad bands in the Central West End.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the circuit. We would, and you wouldn't dare walk into ballad bands before 10 p.m. or you were
a
loser. You just didn't do it. And consequently, it was the same thing with the other place. As soon as ballad bands close, you know, they throw those lights on at 1 o'clock, you know, can't go home, but you know, you can't stay here, kind of thing. You can go home, but you can't stay here. We all went to Rupert's, so that was the 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. And I did that for years.
Yeah,
the same thing Friday and Saturday night, mm-hmm. and I never, ever got tired of it. Yeah. It was just so much fun. And I look back on it and go, I can't believe that I didn't get bored or didn't get arrested or anything, you know? But, yeah, it's that's obviously been a while. But, man, those were fun days, you know? So,
hope kids are having fun like that now.
You hope they are?
Hope they are.
I hope they are, too. But people ask, where are the young folks going? And I honestly don't know. I know we were talking about the closing of Wheelhouse downtown. I think a lot of them would go down there. And now I'm seeing a lot of the kind of the same faces at Midwestern, which is their sister place. So, but it's you know, people ask me that. So where do the young people go? I go, God, I wish I knew. So, anyway.
We had so many choices. We had the Landing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Marriott West was cool.
Yeah. You could go east or west. It was great. It was great.
What do you got for us today?
Well, I mean, everybody that I know is talking about these restaurant closures. And yes, it's the time of year. Didn't we talk about them last week a little bit? And I said, you know, it's, you know, about the same number of closures as last year in December, and there were more openings, so the glass is really half full. I said, but we'll have to see what January brings, because nobody really knows. And all of a sudden, now that it's January, they're starting to come in fast and furious. And I did my little tabulations, and last January, there were 11 restaurant closures. Well, so far, we're 5-6 days into whatever today's date is, and there's already been 11 that have been announced already. So we're already even with... So anyway, it's not going to be a good month, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So, you know, but there's been a lot of interesting ones, too. I don't know if we... I forget when we talked, but, you know, High Point Drive-In closed 3 of their 9 units.
Didn't they just got over their skis with too many locations?
You know, in retrospect, I think the answer is yes. And what happens is, you know, they go into these core locations and they do so well. And then they start branching out into the suburbs where they don't know the neighborhood that well. They don't really know exactly what's going on. They don't maybe know the demographic as well. And I think that's what happened. And it was some of these, you know, lower performing units that were in the suburbs and some of the bigger ones. And this is kind of what happens. And, you know, it's just time sometimes to, you know, guys in the restaurant business with multi-units do this all the time. It's not like it's that big a deal. And I was talking to the principal owner and he said, yeah, we're closing 3 units, but hey, we're also looking, we're still putting units in. These are the guys that do High Point Cafe, High Point Drive-In and Taco Buddha, you know, they're in cahoots. And he said, we're putting more, you know, we're looking for more locations. We're looking at St. Charles right now for both units. So don't look at that. You know, yes, we closed these, but hey, we're going to town too. 2026 is going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I said, would you go out of state? Would you go to Columbia, Missouri? He said, we definitely go to Columbia, Missouri, and we haven't had any interested people, but if you're interested, you know, give us a call. So, you know, it's there's always another side to it, right? I reported a little earlier on in the week that Robust was debating their future. You know, Robust has been in Webster for 20 years. I mean, that's a, you know, it's a landmark restaurant. So they have decided, they said, you know, we're going to sell our restaurant to the executive chef and his wife, who's the beverage manager. So it's going into good hands. But they're also involved in a lawsuit. And I think that somebody's getting cold feet there. The attorneys for the landlord won't approve this sale, unfortunately. And meanwhile, the owners of Robust are going, we're tired of, you know, we need to get out of this. We're funding this thing on a monthly basis, and we want to get out. And so they said, you know, hey, if you guys don't get off the mark and approve this sale, we're just going to close it. We're going to shut this thing down. This was a couple days ago. And then, you know, a few days ago, they get on social media and said, you know what, we're going to go on the offensive. We're going to close it. And I hope this sale comes off. But in the event that it doesn't, you know, we're going to be hoping to, you know, shake the trees a little bit and get these attorneys. You know how those attorneys can be, Dave.
Boy, do I.
And I just think it's so odd. And I, of course, get on and write the story. I'm trying to get the attorneys to respond. I'm trying to get the landlord to respond. Nobody responds to anything. And maybe it's because I'm a journalist. They just don't want to do it. But I can't even get a no comment. It's like, and I'm sending them all these emails. Hey, I'm just keeping you up to date, trying to be a good guy here. But anyway, the upshot, you know, long and short of it is Robust will close at the end of the month. But there's a good chance that these two folks in-house are going to take it over. So it may not be, you know, totally dead in the water. So there's always a, I always try to look at the bright side. You know, there's all these openings that are coming down the pike too. So, you know, again, I'm going to wait. Everybody wants me to look at my crystal ball and say, what the heck's going on in January? I go, I don't know till January's over. It's anybody's guess.
Every year there are openings and closings. What do you think the openers think they know that the closers don't?
Everybody's just always got a better idea, you know, and I think a lot of it's starry-eyed optimism. Mm-hmm. I've talked to so many of these when we did this back in the day. I had a little consulting company. We talked to a lot of people that were getting into business, and a lot of them were just, you know, we said, wait a minute, slow down. You know, I know you're excited. Let's answer all these questions. You need to answer these 10 questions, and if you can't answer them all properly, you probably shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
And 8 times out of 10, they couldn't do it. And I said, you know what? It's our advice for you not to do this or to be able to answer these. Get the right person or get the right financing or sign a better lease or whatever the heck it is. And, you know, they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, fine. And then they'd open the restaurant and go out of business. So,
well, as you know, I came close to opening a restaurant twice, once with Bolger and once with my Fox Pop partner, Scott. And to the point that we had identified places and had dinner meetings with the owners and such, thank God it didn't happen. I mean, really, I would have had some fun, but the time it would have taken and the money it would have taken, like...
When was that close to COVID time where you would have been impacted by that, which didn't do anybody any good?
Yeah, probably 3 or 4 years before COVID, right when we got cooking, it would have been...
And that's, you know, there's still guys that are reeling from that and still using that saying, you know, we never recovered. It never came back. And so we're still feeling the effects of that years later. But you know, like I was saying, there's these, you know, the places are opening up. There's one that opened today down in South County. Anybody live in South County? You guys familiar with South County? There's a place on South Lindbergh, an old Steak and Shake, that's been under construction for over 3 years.
Wow.
It's called Taqueros. Taqueros Mex Food, it's called. And it's looked like it's going to open. Literally, it's been ready to go. The sign's up. The parking lot's striped. You look in there. There's tables and chairs. Looks like they could open at any time. It's looked like that for a year and a half. They finally opened today. And it's a group of guys and women, of family from, I guess they're from Illinois. They have a place called Tequila Mexican Restaurant. There's 3 of those over there.
Is that the place we go, Rich?
You mean in Collins?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's 3 of them over there. And these guys are, you know, they've been doing this all their life. One of the main guys, his name's Jose. I talked to him the other day, and he goes, this is my 42nd restaurant. I go,
wow.
I suppose you know what you're doing.
Wow.
And he goes, yeah, we do. So this place, you know, I have high hopes for it. They're using recipes that they've used for years and, you know, grandma's this. And it's a tried and true concept. So, again, you know, thanks for finally opening up. I haven't gotten the whole story, what took them 3 years, but I'm just darn happy that they opened up. So all the South County people that have been, you know, ringing my phone saying, when's this place opening up? Hey, it's open.
Would you do it again under the right circumstances? No way.
How quick was that?
You didn't even finish the question.
We just had my buddy Will Pelly in, who owned Rockstar Tacos.
Yeah.
And he and his wife were like, we're done. We're done forever.
Well, they just were, you know, they just worked themselves to the bone. I know the last 6 months, they said it was just us. And it was just like day and night, 7 days a week. And it just gets old. But, you know, I, not that long ago, I almost got into the food truck business.
Huh?
And this is back when Pappy's was the big thing. And I was going to do I suggested to Mike Emerson that we do a Pappy's food truck. I go, you know, you just got one Pappy's. Let's drive this sucker around town. You know, let's get going here. And I just thought that would. And I was working for the magazine then. Yeah. And Ray Hartman, my then boss, I said, would you object if I had a part time gig? And I told him what it was. He goes, I'm like, I guess not, but you know, whatever. And Mike had partners at the time. There was a little, some partnership squabbles. He goes, it's probably not the right time for you or me to get into this because these partners are going to get a cut of whatever we do. So, but I've got this idea to do this other place and we're going to call it Bogart's. And I go, Bogart's, that's stupid. That's stupid. Why? I don't want to do Bogart's. I want to do Pappy's. And anyway, and Bogart's went on to be this juggernaut that it is. So I would have been smart to get into it. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It looks so glorious and so much fun. You get into those food trucks, they're like little ovens, man. It's hot, especially, you know, when the weather gets hot, it gets hotter. And it's just like the restaurant business. It looks so much more glorious than it is. And, you know, everything involved with food trucks, the permits and parking and all this other stuff and the taxes you have to pay. But there's, again, I was a starry, you know, and I knew better. Yeah. I thought, okay, and I'm still going to do it. But no, I won't ever do it again.
All right. Thank you, Georgie.
Yeah, thanks.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Asin, KMOX 424. The intrepid Sean Malone is here from the newsroom with a monkey update.
Yeah, there's some monkeying around in St. Louis, and it's not coming from the DGS show this time for a change.
Hey.
Well done.
Yeah, so yesterday afternoon, the city's animal control, which falls under the Department of Health, was notified that there were monkeys spotted in the O'Fallon Park neighborhood up in North City. And they started looking yesterday, looked till about dusk. They've been getting more reports throughout the day today, including one from a member of law enforcement. Okay. This isn't just a bunch of people thinking it's funny to call animal control and throw some Photoshop pictures on social media of, hey, there's a monkey on the loose. There's actually some legitimacy to these reports to the extent where they just gave us an update. There are multiple monkeys. A witness has seen at least two of them together. They've heard up to four, but two is the most that they've heard confirmed exist, just running around in the O'Fallon Park somewhere, and the animal control is not able to catch them, not capable of catching them. They need to actually get some outside help. Once they spot them, that outside help, but from they haven't been able to say who yet, it's going to come in and help them catch these monkeys that are running around.
I bet they have to trank them.
That's what the question was. In O'Fallon Park neighborhood up in North City.
Okay.
And that's what one of the questions it was. It's like, okay, what is this outside group going to do to catch them? Tranquilizers, nets, and they didn't really have an answer for that. I guess that'll determine, you know, based on the group that they go with, the organization that they go with, and how their approach is to catching these monkeys. The zoo identified them as vervent monkeys, which are described as intelligent, but also unpredictable. So they are recommending to people, if you do see these monkeys monkeying around as monkeys do, don't approach them. just contact animal control so they can maybe get some eyes on them finally and get one step closer to capturing these monkeys on the loose.
Man, I want to interview whoever it is they're calling in.
Right?
Like, yeah, who do you call cool. when you got a monkey problem?
That's got to be a fun job. Just a pro monkey catcher.
Yeah.
Just get deployed wherever monkeys get loose.
I bet they're tough to catch.
My guess is, yeah, because they're fast and little.
And they climb. Yeah. So it's like, it's not dang like it. A dog where up you can just tree, like corner right. it in someone's yard or something like that. It's like you get it in someone's yard, it goes
these guys are
up
like
the tree and leaps into the neighbor's yard. It's gone.
It's like Spider-Man. How do you catch them?
So, Sean, you brought up the fact that, you know, people were suspecting maybe these images were photoshopped or something. I mean, for you as a journalist, how do you begin to approach a topic like this where it's like, I don't know, is this even real?
I think... The law enforcement's witness is a big help in adding legitimacy to this because now it's someone with some credits to their name. It's not just a random Facebook page that I don't know this person that's now posting this photo online, or it's one of those, you know, rumors that's going on and the what's going on groups that people have and things like that. You know, especially with some of these, sometimes these things can get a little out of hand very quickly. People want to feel included, so they'll say they saw things. I think back to, it's probably 15, 20 years old now, that video of all the people down in Alabama that witnessed leprechaun up in the tree.
It
went viral like 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago now at this point. It's an older video, but, you know, it's all a huge crowd of people saying, yeah, I saw the leprechaun up in the tree. It was like a news report or something like that.
Kevin,
like, are
you
actually seeing
where was
leprechaun?
I don't know.
But like whether or not there's actually some legitimacy to it, you always question it when it starts with an online rumor. But now that the Department of Health is saying that they got confirmation from an eyewitness that's a member of law enforcement, now there's some legitimacy to it. This isn't just a good Photoshop or someone took a photo and asked ChatGPT to insert a monkey into it. And now it's like, oh, hey, look, there's monkeys running around in North City. Here's one right on the corner of my block.
I'm worried about the monkeys when it gets cold.
Yeah. I don't know how they handle
this
weather.
Built for that.
They'd also, worth noting too, the city doesn't know where these monkeys originally came from. No one has come forward and said, yes, I've
those
lost
my
monkeys. And in fact, owning a monkey is illegal in the city of St. Louis. So it's hard to imagine someone would be coming forward and admitting that they have their illegal monkeys are on the loose.
Yeah, I'll take them back. Thank you. All right, thanks, Sean. Appreciate
no problem, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.